Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to another edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Some big news broke this week, and I wanted to make sure I had a first chance to get an interview directly with Adam Schmidt, who is the Executive Vice President at Planar. Adam, welcome to my Rants and Raves.
Thanks a bunch, Gary. Appreciate being here.
I appreciate you doing this interview with me first, because I was really excited about this news. And let's just get the news straight out there. Y'all announced that that you're going to import the Layard product line. That's a big deal, and I'm kind of understating what you announced, but why don't you make the official announcement? How's that?
Sure thing. Yeah, we're excited to launch a new line of products, Layard products, aimed really at new markets that we haven't really had a strength in the past. Planar's always had a very strong position in some of the markets characterized by, you know, high resolution, fixed indoor installations. But there's a great big world of other LED market out there. We've been seeing a lot more demand in those markets. Think rental and staging, outdoor, coarser pitch. And we're excited to address those new markets with a set of new products and a set of new salespeople.
Well, that's the big deal. So, you know, here's how I've always, and this is, you know, my look at Planar, because I've been in the industry long enough to know the industry before there was LED, but when LED first started appearing in the market, Planar was one of the first, and y'all always were inside the industry. You always said, look, we're exclusively all about the channel. We're all about the integrator, the Pro AV integrator, supporting the channel, supporting the complicated installs, supporting the integrator from beginning to end. And you know, during that period of time, there were sort of a lot of these companies jumping in from all around the world that were just supplying product and not supporting the industry. And I think that's why you maintain your leadership role in the Pro AV market. And what I hear you saying now is that, okay, we're going to continue doing what we're doing with Planar, but the Layard product line is going to fill the gaps where we haven't been able to compete in a lot of places where you haven't had those product lines. Like outdoor is a good example of that. You only have really one outdoor product right now in the Planar line, but also in these installations, where a lot of times they have not historically been done by Pro AV integrators. They've been done by advertising agencies. They've been by experiential companies. Is that what I'm hearing? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything you're saying there is spot on. I think in addition, and you're especially right that we've always treasured the AV integrator, and we still do. They're a critical part of the Planar go-to-market and remain so. Yes, there are other parts of the market. There's also some overlap. And so it's actually been some of our traditional AV integrators that are eager for us to address these spaces. And of course, our traditional AV integration community will have access to these products too. And stay tuned for some exciting news on that front that we're working on also.
So that's important. I want to make sure I understand this right, because so the way I've kind of looked at it is, if you were doing a stadium right now, where I'd see Planar is in that welcome area for the high donors and in the suites and places like that. But I would not have seen Planar in the for the scoreboard signage. I wouldn't have seen Planar for the menu board signage. I wouldn't have seen Planar in the ring around the field, that kind of place. You're saying that that's the area you're going to play in now with Layard.
Exactly. It's specifically to include that market and those applications you're talking about, and then other new markets as well. But exactly, Gary, you got exactly right.
Okay. And can you hint us at what those new markets might be? Or are you comfortable talking about those yet? Or?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. We see rental and staging as a tremendous opportunity. Some of
That's
our existing
point, partners, because you really haven't played in rental staging. Rental staging has been filled by a lot of Chinese companies and a lot of companies with a lot of names that we've never even heard of before.
You're exactly right. In North America. Now, we've been successful in some other geographies, and we're learning there, and we intend to apply some.
Yeah, you know, like Europe. Actually, in Europe, you have been successful. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And in Japan and other APAC markets as well. And so, but you're right, North America, we really haven't participated, and that's changing in a big way.
So you said rental staging. Tell me some other categories.
You mentioned sports and entertainment, and we see hospitality as another space where, again, there's some a variety of applications, some of them indoor and environments where plane owners traditionally thrived, mm-hmm. and then some of them outdoor where the technology requirements and the infrastructure requirements look more like some of the sports applications you just mentioned. So we see entirely new markets in the rental and staging space, in sports and entertainment. We also see some sort of extension of markets where we've been successful in premium spaces historically, and now we can access with more mainstream solutions. So think of markets like the digital out-of-home market, retail as another market, where we have some very prominent deployments worldwide. And now we also have the ability to access some other applications, other regions, other markets, frankly, other customers.
So I guess the big news here is for the Pro AV channel, here's your opportunity to basically have a full family of products to handle any kind of LED install, not just relegated to the high end. You still have the high end product line. I mean, obviously Planar is known as that elite product that is, look, you're offering warranties that other companies aren't offering with the Planar product line. You're offering support, design that other companies aren't offering. So on the Layard side, I mean, can any integrator become a Layard integrator if they're already dealing with Planar? And I would expect you're going to expand your channel opportunities, which would bring in more opportunities for the Pro AV channel as well by you know, maybe doing some shows outside of the traditional Pro AV shows that might help build the opportunities for Pro AV integrators.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot in there. So yes, we welcome any Planar partner. We welcome discussions about these new products. And we know that across a bunch of markets, we have a lot of existing Planar partners who are already excited about these solutions. Yes, you'll find us in some places like where you'd always expect to find Planar. So at like Infocom, we'll have the Planar and Lear lineup at Infocom. And you'll also see us in new places like ISA, the big sign show coming up. In Florida next week. So we'll be at ISA with many of these products and the sales leaders that are representing them.
Yeah, that makes sense because ISA, the International Sign Association show, isn't really a digital signage show. It's really a monumental signage show. It's more like a traditional signage. It's the kind of place that a lot of the people that are building signs in Times Square and in Vegas and places like that will go look at the new technology, but also the traditional sign, the paper sign and the billboard signage. So I guess we could see you potentially even, you've mentioned digital out of home already, get into billboard signage and more experiential advertising opportunities as well.
Exactly. We will have product lines within this family that specifically address those markets too.
Yeah, that's really cool. So I'm actually excited for the industry for this because, Planar has always had a history of supporting the channel and supporting after sales support and things that a lot of companies don't offer. So I think there's an advantage there. But when will we see the products on your website? Are they on your website now? Are they already there?
Not quite, but you will see them imminently, as in the coming days, and we'll be noisy about it. So we're aiming for literally this week.
All right, good. Well, I appreciate your willingness to talk to me about this because I see this as big news for industry. And I also see, when I first heard about it, I thought there might be some confusion in the industry, but I think you've done a really good job of sort of characterizing why this is an opportunity for everybody. And I really think this is a good thing for the channel because our industry is really focused, has been pushed almost towards the high end and left that. And a lot of companies have been afraid to get in that lower hanging fruit segment of the market because of the support that's required. And I think Planar is that differentiation there with the Layard brand. So I'm actually excited about this and I appreciate you coming on here and being honest with me and talking about it, Adam.
Absolutely. Now this is great news for the industry because now it enables so many of our partners to access parts of the market where they just haven't been comfortable in the past, partially because of the people that have been playing there. And so just as you said, now we can bring that understanding and that level of support. We'll distinguish these products. They won't all have the same warranties. They won't have the same tools at the same time, but that's sense. Part of the point. They let us go after new parts of the market.
Yeah. Together. I mean, you can't sell for the same price and still provide the same support. So it totally makes sense. But you'll still be competitive with all the other companies out there. And what about one last question, if you don't mind, what about your sales teams? Will they be able to handle both product lines, or how are you going to handle that?
Yeah. So the Planar sales team's excited about these products. They're pulling for these products. We've already made some sales of these products. We're quoting these products. They're being very well received for the value they provide, both in the performance and the cost. They're very valuable products. So the team loved it. They have full access to it. Same with all of our integrators. So you can work with the same Planar sales team that you've always loved working with. And now they just have, you know, more tools in their belt, so to speak.
Yeah. And it allows the integrator to be more competitive by offering a larger range of products rather than just being relegated to only the high-end applications. They can approach a facility and do everything that is LED. And don't forget Planar also has LCD and a lot of custom application stuff too. So to learn more, go to planar.com. Adam, I really appreciate you joining me today. And of course, if you're at ISA, check them out at their booth at ISA. And of course, we'll see you both at Infocom, both companies at Infocom in June. Everyone, thanks for joining for this Rants and Raves. This is kind of breaking news, Rants and Raves. And Adam, I really appreciate you joining me. I know you're busy, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Gary. My pleasure. Thank you.